Wednesday, the 31st of October, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, the Hashem Pokhad Esoro.
Good morning, Cholakura Kudish Azay. There's just a slight mistake, the title of Hashem Pokhad Esoro was from last week's Seder, and a mistake, I mistook this, I looked in the Chemesh, I gave a pusik for last week's Seder, so we'll speak on something a bit different from this week's Seder. The minig, the Tzvitas Yisroel, to say Friday night the kapitel in Mishle Aishas Chayim Miyimtsu. The many pshutim, what's referring the Aishas Chayim Miyimtsu? Why should you say it on Leiv Shabbos Kodesh? Many of the Mepharshim learn it's the Remez on the Toide is Nimshel Aishas Chayim. Some Mepharshim learn it's the Remez on the Neshama, it's called Aishas Chayim Yimtu. That's why Friday night the person Zeichat the Neshama Yisaida, so the Kuvah the Neshama Yisaida, is saying this Kapitel Aishas Chayim Yimtu. But the Emes in the Medrash Tam Chime in this week's Seder says and the first person to Aishas Chayim Yimsu was Avraham Avinu, and the Hesved on Suda Emayni. The Kapitel Aishas Chayim Yimsu is the Hesved on Suda Emayni. Suda Emayni was Aishas Chayim Yimsu, should be nostalgic from the Oilam. And the Medrash Tanchima explains the whole Kapitel, each Shvach, how it's referring Dafka to Suda Emayni, the Prat. So, I'll try and be mepadish a few in unim of the Aishas Chayil, how it can be medamas on the Chayis of Suda Emayni. Rashi asks, why is Nismcha Misa Suda La Kaidis Yitzchak? Why is Misa Suda written just after Kaidis Yitzchak? Lefi, Rashi explains that the reason why she was nifter was because of the Akaida Sitzcha. Lefi shall you die the Sida to Akaida, since when Avraham Avinu went to the Akaida, she heard someone came to her, came and said, you should know Avraham Avinu went to be Makir Yitzchak to the Akaida. So Ikemat Shaloi Nishchat, she didn't manage to hear, that's one pshat, she didn't manage to hear that he wasn't shechted. She just heard that he went to shecht Yitzchak. So Polcha Neshmusa Mimena, and the Shoma was Nifrach, left her body in Meso and she died. And that's why, just after that, Kaidis Yitzchak, it's written by Tumas Suda, because it was because of that Kaidis, because she heard this, the seed of that Kaidis, she was Nifta. The Pashtus, he learned the Pshat with Asher, the Pashtus, how he learned the Pshat, Suda Emayni was so shocked, she had such a skashas to her son Yitzchak, which she had when she was Bas Tishim Shona, Memele, from the great shock, Pochan Eshmuse Emaitzim. But now we need to be Medaik, the Lushan, Pochan Eshmuse Mimeno Emaitzim. What's the double lushan? Polcha nishmus mimena and shuma left her. In my sense, she died. By Emerson, the Avodis Yisroel, the Kodesh Magid, and the Chasam Sofer, and some of the others also say this chat, but these two, I saw this, the Chasam Sofer and the Avodis Yisroel, learn a completely different chat in the Misa Suda Emayni. And Emerson is a Makar from the Zohar Kodesh. Just the opposite how one learns just from reading the Rashi, like I explained before, one learns the Rashi Kipshita, Suda Emayni was nifter medov Agnes Nefesh medov Tzah from the shock that Suda at Yitzchak was going to that Kaidah. So Emerson, the Mepharshim ask a question. Rashi says that last week said the Suda Emayni was a bigger darge in the vias than Avraham Avinu. Koila Shatoim Aleichos Suda Shema BeKoila. So how could it be that Avraham Avinu was in a madrega of going to that kaiser and the Machiv Yitzchak, and Sudeh Maini was Pachanesh Musa? How could it be that Sudeh Maini wasn't on the level of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu wasn't the level, he was Machiv Yitzchak to that kaiser when he was Oymed in the Nisoyen, and then Sudeh Maini is Pachanesh Musa.
Because it was so gently to Avraham.
So the Chazon Sofer and the Avodah Yisrael answer, they explain completely differently. And be Maktim Gemurah and Bruchas. The Gemurah says in Bruchas, Rabbi Akiva was being killed by the Romans in a terrible manner, Misa Mishinna Mamish, and he was being joyful, and he was, and his Talmidim said to him, "Kamu, what extent are you being in this Messias Nefesh?" So he answered them, "B'chol Yoyim, every day I say, V'havta Shem Nekeim B'chol Avavka B'chol Nafshechu, and I'm mitzape to be Mekai in the Madraiga." So, and now that I can do it, I can be Mekayim it, why shouldn't I be Mekayim it? So, the Gemurah carries on, that when he was Nifter, Abasko came up on Shemaim, Ashrecho Rebbi Akiva Sheyatzu Nishmoschi Be'echot. So, the Foshim asked, what was the question of the Talmidim of Rebbi Akiva, and Bechlal, what was the Basko that came out? And Ashrumayim, Ashrecho Rebbi Akiva Sheyatzu Nishmoschi Be'echot. Abraham saw that he was Yotzei Nishmos Be'echot. What's the big Ashrechu if it was Be'echot and if it would have been in a different Pusik? Wouldn't it have been a Yitzchis to be Nifta HaKadosh Hashem? So the Rishna explains this Gemurah, and also the Pritzadik was explained in the same way, also in a Deilach Nifla to understand the Gemurah. So you say it like this: Be'emerson, if a person is Mekayim a Mitzvah or Befrat Mitzvah of Krishna, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, the Emerson, someone who's mekayim it on the right madrega, just from saying b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, it's possible his neshama could leave him because he's being mistavet b'kodesh baruch in such a high madrega that he can be mamish, his neshama can leave him from merav dvaikis in HaKodesh Baruch. And it's possible for tzaddik to reach such a madrega that Mirav is a slavist in the kiyum of the mitzvahs, his neshama can actually leave him. Mirav dvaikis b'kodesh baruch. But b'amasim there is a mitzvah of a chai ben. The person has to live in mekayim the mitzvahs. B'kodesh baruch wasn't void of udam that he should do a mitzvah and he should be in nifta. B'kodesh baruch was void of udam to be lematzvah in mekayim the mitzvahs. That's a mitzvah of a chai ben. Chalal person not allowed to be moise nefesh on some mitzvah chitz of the shulish mitzvah because the mitzvah of chay ben kavuchayme to be nifter from asiyas hamitzvah is usa. So the vision and the pitzadik explain. Emerson and Bakiva was on this madrage every day when he said b'chol avavcho b'chol nafshecho. He wanted to be mekayim the poyel the b'chol avavcho b'chol nafshecho. To take it nishmusa yoytze medav bedraiki. But he held himself back because it's usa. Now, when the Romans were anyhow killing him, the Romans are standing and giving him these terrible yisidim. So there's no mitzvah of a chayban. Why? Because he's anyhow going to be nifta. So therefore, the mechadish tradition and the pitzadik. That the Bakiva this time said Krishna and was the stomach himself the boy in the Madraiga that he stopped himself his whole life from doing it. And this time he was the stomach himself that the Emerson in the Shema was Yotze Be'echot. The Meile, this is the pshat what the Talmidim were asking. The Talmidim saw that he was starting to be bringing himself to the Madraiga, he's going to be mispashed himself from his Gashmi, and he's going to be mispashed in the Kodesh Baruch. He said to him, "Ad kamu, why are you bringing yourself to such a Madraiga?" So you answer them, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day I say, b'chol evobchu b'chol nashchu, and I have tzah, musa yuval yudi v'akemenu. When can I be mekayim it? Not can I be mekayim it by Mesiris Nefesh. When can I be mekayim it the point by myself? That I should be nistabek to Krishna, by Kodesh Baruch, and nishmusa should be yatsu be'echa. But now, v'achshav v'uli yudi, the whole life I can't do it, because it's the issa, it's the mitzvah v'chay behem. But the Arshav Bule Yudi, now that I can be Mekayim, this big Madrege, because anyhow he's going to be Nifter, the Loya Kenenu, and Hashem is Mekayim. So the Basker came and said, you should know, he's thinking Bakiva was Nifter because of the Romans, they're killing him. Ashreichu de Bakiva, Sheyotze Nishmasra Be'echad. Your Neshama was Yotze Be'echad, Be'echad of Krishna by himself. That was the gili of the Basker. The gili of the Basker was Ashreicha Rebekiva, that you managed to reach such a Madreige, Yotze Nishmasro Be'echa. This is a gewaldig pshat of the two tzaddikim in the Petit of Rebekiva. The same pshat in Farshim is said by Parshas Achaimois. The Pusik says, Achaimois Shnai B'nai Aharon, the kavusam lifnai Hashem vayumisi. The pasuk of the pusik is mita. It says achay moishnai bnei Aharon. The mitzvah, the two children of Aharon died. The kavusam lifnai Hashem when they brought themselves near Takodish Baruch, vayumisi and they died. So the second vayumisi is mita because the lady says achay moishnai bnei Aharon. The portion explain the same idea that we said by Rebbe Kiva. They explain by Nudav Avi. They did the mitzvah. They went. I mean, it wasn't the mitzvah. Shalitzim boysom, but they did the act of an avoda. They went the pnai velifnim, and they did an avoda of baktiva. They were makriv ice. So they did it in the usual hislahavetik madraiga of being the kav them some takodish bach. But the emerson, since it wasn't a mitzvah, well, it wasn't a real mitzvah, they never had the siyat of the Shemaya that Kodesh Baruch usually gives, and the Neshama should stay below. So, Achaim Moishnai ben Aharon, the Shnai ben Aharon died, the Kavusam Lefnai Hashem. How did they die? Because they were Mekarav themselves to Kodesh Baruch, and the Mekarav themselves to Kodesh Baruch in such a way that by Yemisi they died. The Vayimisi is after the Kavusam Lefnai Hashem. Since the Niskalib Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yemisi. And Bamison, Mephoshim, bring down from the Arizal that the Kohen Gudel who goes every year Lifnei VeLifnim on Yom Kippur is only B'schis Nudav Avi. How can be B'schis Nudav Avi? What a Shaykh of B'schis Nudav Avi? The Mephoshim explained, B'schis Nudav Avi reached such a madrege that B'kavus Lefnei Hashem, so B'schis, they brought into Klal Yisroel this koyach of being Niskale Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memele, the Kahanim Gedolim, B'chal Shuna V'shuna have the koyach Likunas Lefnei V'lefnim to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Memele, some Soifa, the Kashat Tzemagit explained, the same thing happened here by Kasudah Maimi. Sude Maini was in a high madrige bechlal than Avrum Avini. Sude Maini heard that Yitzchak was chosen to be the Akaida. So Sude Maini understood that Avrum Avini by the Akaida is in the Sabbath by Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a mitzvah that's never been before to be makrev a ben lefna Kodesh Baruch Hu, such a mitzvah is nefesh. So she had chayshik to also have a chaylik in this avodah of Avraham Avinu, of this avodah sa'akaida. So Meile, Miroi Simcha, v'espa'alas ha'nefesh, she was mistabit by Kodesh Baruch Hu, trying to be mishtatif in the akaida of Yitzchak, Melochak Mokayim. But what happened? She reached such a madraiga, poch and shmusa. Kodesh Baruch Hu was kineder maskim that she should be nifta at this time. But the ptida wasn't chulil levecha from Agmas nefesh, of a meshak as Yitzchak was on the Akaida. Porcha neshmusa mimena imaitzu. First was porcha neshmusa mimena. Haneshumma was nestabik by Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a high madraige, the imaitzu, she was nifter. She was nifter mes dafkes by Kodesh Baruch Hu Mesimchas ha-nefesh and the simchas ha-mitzvah. So this is how the Mepharshim tells. But Tumas Suda be-Kiryas Arba, he chevre. But Tumas Suda be-Kiryas Arba, Suda was nifta be-Kiryas Arba. But be-Emes Nahal was the way she was nifta, he chevre. Chevre is Melusha Chibbo. Be-Emes in the Rabbi in the Bechaya, here on the Pusik, he chevre, also explains chevre is Melusha Chibbo, from attaching. And he explains that Pipshav, the mal of Iyah Chevroin, that the Iyah Chevroin has a koyach of being Mechabat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He speaks about the mal of Kvide the Iyah Chevroin. So look in the Bainim Bechai on the Pusik, He Chevroin. Like upon the Yisod that He Chevroin is a Lushan Chibber is written in the Bainim Bechai. So they explain the Pusik saying, but Tomah Surah Bekeir Sa'aba, He Chevroin Surah, mine was Nifta Mechibber. That she was mechaba herself to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, medav simcha shamitzu, medav dvaikis b'Hashem. V'mayle, we can explain with this one of the shvuchim which Avraham Avinu said on Suda Maini in the Zema. The Shvuchim of Aishas Chayim. Oiz Vehuda Levisha Vatitzchak Liyoyim Acher. So the Chazal and the Mephoshim of Mephoshim, what's the Vatitzchak Liyoyim Acher? She was Seichek, she was smiling. Vatitzchak is even a strong illusion. It's illusion of that's right. Yeah, Vatitzchak Liyoyim Acher on the last day. So according to this, we can understand very well what the Shvach of Kodesh of Avraham Avinu was Masbid Suda Maini. The Chassam Sofer says, Pusik Dalet, Vayokam Avrua Ma'al Panay Maisoi, Vaydabel Benay Chais Laimer, Ger Vesoisha Venochi Mucham. So that she explains, Ger Vesoisha Venochi Mucham, according to the Pashtas of Pusik, he's explaining what right he has to the Me'udas HaMachpayle. If you want, I can be like a Ger, and I'll buy it from you. V'mlav eye toisha betlenu min avim, because that is rule. Kodesh Baruch Hu mafiach that is rule to Zayd Avrom. But the Tosafot explains, Geb toisha v'noichim bochem, is a chaylik of the hesbed of Avrom Avinu on Suda Maini. What's the pshat? We know a person is called a geb toisha because a person like a geb, but there are a person like a geb. So he says like this. Avrom Avinu was saying, look at the high madrige Suda Maini. So the mind reached. I, from the Akaida, didn't reach this high madrige that I was a pochanish musi. But so the mind did reach this madrige and she was nifta merov simchash va mitzvah. So he's saying, Geve soishu v'neichim mochem, and saying, look at me, I'm still here, Geve soishu v'neichim mochem, I'm still here with the people b'zeh v'aylam. Like the person's called the Geve soishu b'zeh v'aylam. But Suda Maini, this is the Daikis, she was Nahai Mazraiga than me. She was Nifta Medam Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So.
What's the
Hamadai?
I think
it
was great
in Nevi'ah. But also in Mazraiga, yeah. So. It could be Avraham Avinu was saying, "Oiz Vehuda Levisha, Vatisrak Liyoyim Achon." He's telling the Oilem, "Mishumtin Chulile Suda Maini was Nifta Magmas Nefesh. Vatisrak Liyoyim Achon. Her last day was the highest Madrige of Simcha she ever managed to reach. Bechlau B'Soicha Chaim Shelo, because she reached such a Madrige of Simcha that this Madrige of Simcha was Porchanish Musa Yomemaisu. Vatisrak Liyoyim Achon." Her ptire was from Madraig of Schok, Madraig of Simcha Shamitzah, not Cholile from Magnus Nefesh. Now we'll go back to the first Pusik. Aisha Schayil mi Yimtsu, Veruchoik mi Pnine Micha. So Chazal Darshan, Veruchoik mi Pnine Micha, Pnine mi Zalush Nav Bifnim. Yikuda hi, Mekoyen Gudol, Shenichnas Lepnah Vilifnim. That Yikuda is more, worth more than the Kohen Gudol who's Pninim, who goes Melefnai Velefnim. So, if you learn the Pusik goes in the Toide, the Pushtep Shat. Because the Mishnah says, Yofa Mamz the Talmud Chochem, and Mamz the Talmud Chochem is in a higher, is better than Kohen Gadol Lam Meuzeh. So we see that Talmud Chochem, even if it's a Mamz Chmul Litzlan, is mechabedim more than a Kohen Gadol Lam Meuzeh. Either Kohen Gadol is nefesh of Na'aveh Lifnim. The Toyda brings him a bigger chashiv. So that's chat. I just chayim miyimsu. It goes in the Toyda. Veluchah mepninemich. If you learn, it goes in Sunei Maini. What's chat Sunei Maini? Veluchah mepninemichra on a high madrag in the Kohen Gadol shenechas lefnai velifnim. So according to what we explained before, we came to Yashirit. I said before, how does the Kohen Gadol have a koyach shenechas lefnai velifnim? Only the koyach of Nuda Vavi who. But Sudeh Maini by herself reached the Madraige of being Mistabek Beboida and Faket, even higher than the Kohen Gadol Nechas of Na'aveh Lifnim, the Yatsen Ishmusa. Vemaile, Aish is Chayim Yimsu, Vezucha Mipnine Mechas, Sudeh Maini was in the Madraige higher than the Kohen Gadol Nechas of Na'aveh Lifnim. The Kohen Gadol Nechas of Na'aveh Lifnim wasn't able to reach on his own Madraige to be Nechas of Na'aveh Lifnim. Mashayin can Sudeh Maini, Ma'atzmo, Ma'vedusa, reach the Madraige of Pogan Ishmusa. Rashi asks a question. The first pusuk says, "Vayichai Yisuda Ma'ay Shune VeEsem Shune VeSheva Shune," and then the pusuk finishes off, "Shnai Chai Yisuda." Why does it say again, "Shnai Chai Yisuda"? Danason, we said before about the Madraiga of the Kive, Madraiga of the Nudav Avi, Suda Ma'ini. It's like all Moedek and Madraigis, Shlemalema, Sugas, Emesh, it's a Gewaltige Toide, the Kibid Yotan Shmusa Beicha, the Suda Maini was the Pocha Shmusa. But Lemasa, Lanushem, Fele Nushem Gedolim, to go to Madraigis. Kabuchoim, Lesamanushem. So, I thought maybe this gedank of Shnai Chai Suda, the Hemshech that you said, is more in the Gaya Lechol Yoyim B'Yoyim. We see from the Indian of Hasuda Maini was the kind of the mitzvah of the Akaide, how the Kiva was the kind of the mitzvah of Krishna, that mitzvah, a person has to be kind of the mitzvah with his Slehavis and his Spalat HaNefesh. In other words, the Shas and the kind of mitzvah, he needs to ma'ide in him a rikshay simcha, a rikshay dvaikit v'akadosh baruch hu, and this is the ikar yisod of how a person should be mekayem a mitzvah. As you see in Parshas Kesuvoy, the Torah says, "Tach afa shelevaltu es Hashem elekeichu besimchu." The ikar gulis is because yidn were not oyved Hashem izbudach besimcha, and memayle is mevoya from this pusik that the geelu asida is toile. When Yidin will be oyved of Hashem Mizbulach v'simcha, they'll be mo'ayde the ge'ele shalayim. You see an interesting thing in the Toida, where Yidin were oyved the Eigel, Kudosh Baruch Hu, the terrible chaloyin af, but it's aine doyim to the chaloyin af by the meraglim. But the meraglim it's mashma of the extra chaloyin af. So Boshim explained why was the Madaglim in a certain extent worse than the Eigel. The tale is because by the Eigel, Yidin Taka did a gefelach avla, but Yochal is Taka mitshiva, because what did they say? They said Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. We need to have a mitzvah. We need to have an Eigel to lead the front of us. The one mamish being oyved avoid the zuda kipshita. The mafarshim explain what did the tourists with Eigel. By the medaglim, they fell into a massive of yish. They said, "Ah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us all out of Mitzrayim for? What do we need this for? It's just that the whole thing is just a terrible tragedy. We went out of Mitzrayim." So since they brought themselves to a massive of yish, a massive of hepach hakul satov, it's the gaya tekvira be'ekawai, because The sod is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Toiv Hashem Lakoyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Boyle Udom Lehaitiv. And if a person reached the massive of Atzilus of Yish, it suggests a Darge from Kodesh Mekvile Beke. That's why the Avayda of the Medaglim was worse than the Avayda of the Eigel to this extent. The idea, the sod of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, that the Yaitzah Hodah comes to Memachti Yehudam. To Memachti, make a person do an Avayda. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says that the Emerson, the Yaitzah Hodah, of course he wants to Memachti the person to do an Avayda, but the Emerson, his main kavune is, he wants the person to come after did the Avayda to become into a massive of Yish, become a massive of Atzis. And the Maile, that is Ike Kavune, why he brings into the Avayda, because he knows to the matter of Atzis and Mude Shchayda, after person will reach that, will do the Avayda, Chmur Netzlan, he will go down, Midech Al Dech, he will lose all his hope, become the matter of Yish, Chmur Netzlan. And the Ike, Inyan of Chayim, is the Inyan of Simcha, a person who is Simcha, is Bechene Vemise. Sude Maini, May Shune the Eslim Shune the Sheva Shunim Shnai Chaye Suda. Every minute of the life of Suda was Chayim. There wasn't ever a minute in all the Suda mine is Matsubim and Shveda Matsubim and Mitzrayim by his paddle when she didn't have a Zeda. All her moments were Mulai Simcha Shal Mitzvah that they could be called Chayim, Shnai Chaye Suda, Kilo Shomon Toiv. That's the Pusik is Moisef, Shnai Chaye Suda. There's another word, the Baal Shem Tov, it says that it's in Parshat Bereishis, by the Bri of, by Udom Edition, it says, by Gudash Kimes Udom Megan Aydin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Megarishim of Udom Edition of Megan Aydin. So the Targum says, the two did you say. So Hashem HaKodesh said, how was HaKodesh Baruch Hu Megadish Uda Melisha from Gan Eden? If a person has a Yeshiva Das, he can be in a massive of Simcha Shem Mitzvah, he can be in Gan Eden. If a person is in Gan Eden, but he doesn't have the right frame of mind, his mind is Mulai Kildis, so then it's not Gan Eden anymore. The Gan Eden, in order to be able to be in Gan Eden, a person has to have the right frame of mind in order to be in the hand of Mitzvah Shechina. The Meile, by Gudash, the Kimes Udom Gan Eden, the two did Yassai. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought them Tilda. The Meile, afterwards, he's out of Gan Eden already. By Gudash, the Kimes Udom Gan Eden, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought on Udom Edition Tilda, the Meile, he's in Gan Eden, he's not in Gan Eden, so he can be pushed out of Gan Eden. The Ikke is a Bakanta Piskam. A person anyhow gives away time to do a mitzvah, a person anyhow gives away time to come to Shiel to Daven. If a person anyhow come to Shiel, a person anyhow giving away time, he should do it b'simcha b'dvaikis ha-nefesh. Simcha Shal Mitzvah, a person can only have if he takes his mind away from the tildes and he concentrates. What's he doing? He's come to Shiel to Daven, so he's ready in Shiel. Why shouldn't he put his mind and think, what's he about to do? He's about to Daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Schis and what the Madraiki can reach from Tfilah. And as I said before, the Baal Shem Tov explains the two did yasai, the ending of the tildes that takes away from the person the clarity of mind to think, to be able to concentrate what on the mitzvah that he's doing, that takes away the person, that takes away the person even from Gan Eden. So Shabbat is to help us all bizoicha to learn from Shnai Chai Yisuda, which will climb the mitzvah, the Simcha, the Dvaikis Halev, and should be Chaim Shal Chaim.